are notes from the foreign mission field entitled, "A Man's Heart Plans His Way, But the Lord Directs His Steps." This is from Proverbs 16, verse 9. In our foreign mission work, we see clearly that the Lord directs us. Each night, we can't help but give thanks to our God for the opportunities He has laid before us to share our faith overseas. Revelation 3:8 says, "I know your works. Behold, I have set before you an open door, which no one is able to shut. I know that you have but little power, and yet you have kept my word, and have not denied my name." Think of how the work began in Etago, Kenya. In 1984, we learned that Mrs. Kemunto of Kenya had corresponded with CLC President Daniel Fleischer and pleaded with us to work with her and her people to spread the gospel in Kenya. This did not come to fruition, though there was correspondence with her. In 1985, another opportunity arose with the mission board corresponding with Reverend and Mrs. Osaka of Kenya. Pastor H.C. Dielmeyer carried on the correspondence until the Osakas stopped corresponding. Well, as Psalm 30 says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Further contacts arose, such as Pastor Moeo, but that did not pan out. But then we hit pay dirt in the tea-laden hill country of Kisii, Kenya. A committee from a group in Etago began to correspond with us. Proverbs 19:21 says, "There are many plans in a man's heart, nevertheless the Lord's counsel that will stand." It is truly fascinating how the Lord works in mysterious ways. A group of Seventh-day Adventists and Roman Catholics were looking for a new church in the area of Kisii at Etago. The chairman of this committee of 20 was Ombasa. Ombasa had homes both in Etago and also in Narok in the Great Rift Valley, through which many tourists traveled to see abundant wildlife. Ombasa would ask the tourist about a church he could attend. Someone we do not know who it was suggested he check out the CLC. This was the contact that led to a meeting in the side of a hill at Etago, where my wife and I met with about 125 people. This contact would eventually culminate in the Kenyan Church of the Lutheran Confession. I distributed a lot of printed material I brought from Nigeria, and subsequently more was sent. Covering our differences with the Catholics and Adventists, I also answered many questions. One man asked whether we would build hospitals and other services. It should be assumed that poor people would expect us to supply other things also. I supplied Bibles, catechisms, and devotional books. One man stood up in that pasture and said that what they needed was the pure teaching of the Word of God. A number of them agreed with this. I paid more visits and taught the Word. They then sent a formal letter of request for fellowship. This new group held their first worship service on June 18, 2000, with 32 adults and 24 children in attendance. Pastor Enosh now leads them in the Word. We in the CLC have but little power, being such a small Lutheran synod. Before us, though, our God has always set open doors and continues to do so. His purpose is accomplished as He directs our steps. This article was written by David Koenig, who has served as a foreign missionary in Africa, India, and elsewhere. Though officially retired, he continues to be active in the Synod's mission endeavors.